Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Empowerment Affirmation Series. I am your host, Natasha Paris, the Empowerment Strategist, and I want you to know that the Empowerment Affirmation Series is going to be an opportunity for you to recite words and phrases that will allow you to let go of things that do not serve you so you can be open to things that do. In addition, it will also allow you to feed your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, and be prepared for what God has in store for you. And so I want you to know that the Empowerment Affirmation Series will take place every single week at the beginning of every week. And of course, as regularly scheduled, we will continue to have our Empower You 2 podcast episodes at the end of the week. And so I want you to get ready to affirm what is already written for you. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Empower You 2 Affirmation Series. I am your host, Natasha Paris, and I am so excited to be before you today because today I will be your guide as you journey down the path of greatness and also relaxation and renewal. And so during this episode, we are going to really get you to a place where you are feeling the words that are coming out of this podcast. And I want you to get to a place where you are feeling renewed and restored. And so with that said, before we get into the affirmation of today, I would like for you to do 3 things before we journey down the path of empowerment as well as restoration and renewal. Okay, the first thing that I would like for you to do is I would like for you to find a place that is safe and quiet where you can sit or stand, but preferably sit, and be in a place to receive and journey down this path. So, my friends, finding a place that is safe and quiet can be as small as a pantry closet, or it can be somewhere where you feel protected, such as your room or your living room. Okay? So find that place right now. I will wait. And when you have found that place, I want you to sit and be very relaxed. The second recommendation for you as you prepare to journey down this path of renewal and empowerment is I would like for you, after you are seated and have found that safe place, I would like for you to have your hands, palms open and facing the ceiling or the sky. And I want you to be in a place where your eyes are closed and you are getting ready for this journey. And the reason why your hands are open and facing upward is because you are getting ready to receive what the universe has in store for you. Okay, the third recommendation is your breathing. It is important for you to learn how to inhale and exhale. And so we're going to do a quick tutorial on breathing, because it's in the breathing that we receive what God has for us. And so as you sit in the safe place with your palms upright, you're going to take a deep breath in through your nose. You're going to fill your lungs with oxygen. You're going to hold it for 3 seconds. And you're going to exhale out through your mouth. You're going to do that again. You're going to take a deep breath in. This time you're going to add your shoulders and bringing your shoulders close to your earlobes. Tightening up your fist. Squeezing your eyes. Clenching your teeth. With your elbows close to your rib cage. You're going to hold it and you're going to release slowly, my friends, out through your mouth. Bringing your shoulders down. Relax your hands and relaxing your face. We're going to do that again, my friends. We're going to take a deep breath in through our nose, flattening our stomachs, bringing our shoulders to our ears, clenching our fists, bringing our elbows close to our side, clenching our teeth, squeezing our eyes. You're going to release on the exhale. My friends, I want you to know the difference between tense and relaxation. We're going to do that again. Take a deep breath in, my friends, everyone. And then exhale slowly. You're going to take a deep breath in, holding it, and then exhaling. My friends, continue to breathe as we begin on our journey to restoration, renewal, and most importantly, empowerment. Now that you have found a place to sit and rest and focus on your breath, now let's journey together to a place where affirmations are made and said. And so in episode 72, the affirmation for today is, I am celebrated. I am celebrated. My friends, so often we are not celebrated. Our negative behaviors or the behaviors that we know we need to improve are the focal point. It is what is emphasized. It is what is magnified. It is what is given attention. But today I come to tell you that you are celebrated for all of your wins and even your losses, because you are not perfect, but you are striving for perfection. I am celebrated. Take a deep breath in. Hold and exhale. Take a deep breath in and exhale. I am celebrated. I am celebrated for all of my wins. I am celebrated by not only people, but I am celebrated by God, and I celebrate myself. Let's take a deep breath in. Hold it and exhale. I am celebrated. I am a doer. I am someone that gives to the world without asking for something in return. And that is celebrated. Take a deep breath in. And hold and exhale. I am celebrated not by my peers only, but by myself. I celebrate my life. I celebrate my health. I celebrate my love relationships. I celebrate what has been given to me because my life is meant to be celebrated. Take a deep breath in and then exhale out of your mouth. Take a deep breath in, hold and exhale. I am celebrated. I am celebrated for all of the good and the not so good, because those things make me stronger. I am striving for perfection, and in that, I may have barriers or have bumps along the way, but it does not define me. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Take a deep breath in, hold and exhale. I am celebrated. I am celebrated for all of the good that has happened in my life. I don't wait to celebrate myself. I celebrate me without prompting or attention. Take a deep breath in. My friends, your heart rate should slow down. Your mind should be clear, or at least getting there. If your mind is not clear and you're thinking of all the things you have to do later, I say, focus on the present and focus on the fact that you are loved. Again, I am celebrated. I am celebrated. Take a deep breath in and then hold and exhale slowly. I am celebrated. I am celebrated for being me. I am celebrated for being a genuine and authentic spirit in this world. Take a deep breath in and exhale. I don't need external celebrations to make me feel good about myself. I feel good and love myself today and forevermore. Take a deep breath in. I am celebrated. My friends, I want you to stay in this place of celebratory feelings that surround you. oftentimes we celebrate others with no hesitation. However, when it comes to celebrating ourselves and our accomplishments, we fail and we look at all of the things we could have done or would have done or should have done. But today, I celebrate you. I am celebrated. My friends, you can sit for another few minutes with your eyes closed, repeating that affirmation for episode 72. I am celebrated. You can stay as long as you want. I want you to be empowered for greatness, my friends, because without greatness, there's no you, and without you, there's no greatness. Bye.